The Spanish islands of Ibiza and Mallorca may start to rise as restrictions on holiday letting introduced by the government begin to bite. From next week, anyone advertising a property on rental sites, including Airbnb, will be fined up to €40,000 if they haven't got a licence to do it. The companies taking the ads could be fined 10 times as much again if they're found listing properties that are without a valid licence number. It's being done to try to curb rising tourist numbers after street protests across Spain. Some Spaniards feel their country's being ruined by too much tourism. Ibiza has the highest density of Airbnb rentals in the world. Tom Jenkins is the chief executive of the European Tour Operators Association. Tom Jenkins, why are the Spanish islands and some other parts of Europe attracting so many tourists now?
Well, I think what you're looking at is a seasonal blip, partly because a lot of the people who would have gone to the eastern Mediterranean have been put off. So there's a big concentration on Spain, particularly Spain and the Balearic Islands this year. I would call into question, you know, the opening statement. I don't think the authorities in the Balearic Islands are responding to demands to curb tourist numbers.
Well, that's what they say.
Well, I think to a certain extent what they're doing is not entirely unreasonable. I mean, as a trade association, we're all in favour of deregulation, and in many ways we're thrilled at the influx and vibrancy that's occurred in the market as a result of people like Airbnb. But it's entirely sensible for local authorities to licence the provision of accommodation. And this is what they're doing in Barcelona, and they're doing in the Balearic Islands. And all they've done in the Balearic Islands is say that they intend to reduce the numbers. They haven't actually committed to do so on a statutory level.
Well, they say they'll look at it again if it doesn't affect a reduction in numbers.
Well, I mean, I think you to a certain extent they're playing to a gallery in that area. I don't think we need to react too quickly or too violently on this. I think the introduction of licensing, the general introduction to ensure that people are paying taxes is not something I think anybody can say is a bad idea.
Well, Airbnb think it's a really bad idea, and they think that the Spanish government is just reacting to pressure from hoteliers who don't like to see their business being taken from them by these Airbnb entrepreneurs, because as I'm sure you'll know, across Europe now, in tourist hotspots, you get, for example, new blocks of flats where whole floors have been bought up by people whose only intention is to rent them on Airbnb.
Well, I don't think tourists should be denied that access. All I'm saying is that it's not unreasonable for the authorities to ask for licences and to ensure certain regulations are being conformed to. That's what you expect authorities to do.
What do you have to do then, do you know, to get your licence to rent your place on Airbnb?
I think you have to register with the local council.
And
you have to prove... No, you have to get clearance if it's in a residential block that the other residents approve of this. And I believe, certainly in the Balearic Islands, you have to have a property which is at least 5 years old. I'm not here to defend every aspect of regulation. On the whole, regulation is an enemy of enterprise.
Do you think
all I'm saying is that the local authorities will be held accountable if something goes wrong in this area.
Do you think that the Spanish authorities have the ability and the will to actually police this?
This is a different question. I'm not entirely certain that the restrictions that are in place in Barcelona, for example, have been entirely conformed to. I think what's interesting is that these measures that are being brought in, I think, well, certainly our position, is these are reasonable planning exercises by local councils. What I don't think they're related to is the anti-tourism movement, and this is being linked in the press at the moment.
Okay. Tom Jenkins, Chief Executive of the European Tour Operators Association. Thanks so much for coming on.